Hey everybody, it's me again. Hopefully I don't sound like I've been crying because I have. Apparently I just have a lot to talk about today and I just randomly remember things. So this episode's going to be a little bit about being in a manipulative relationship with somebody that has excuse me, PTSD. I'm not talking about my current relationship. I'm talking about my one previous to that. So, I'm not gonna. Oh, excuse me. I just ate. So, my stomach is like. Bleh. But, where was I? Oh, this is my previous relationship that I was in. I was engaged before I met my husband. And, let's see, the guy that I was with. It started out great, and we knew each other in high school, actually. And he kind of would move and then come back, move, come back. And I was always interested in him, but didn't really approach him because he just didn't look approachable. And that should have been my first red flag. But one day, like, he found me on Facebook and he reached out to me and he said, "Hey, man, I forgot what exactly what he said, but I know he said that he thought I was cute." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." Blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, "Yeah, we actually went to high school together." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I remember you." And I was like, "Yeah. So what's that?" And he's like, "Well, I'm on deployment right now and I'm forgot where he said he was, but he's in. I'm not even gonna say what branch he was in because if they ever listen to this and then whatever. But he was in the military and he was overseas. And he's like, "I'll be coming back in a couple of months," I think is what he said. And I was like, "Oh, cool." And he's like, "Would you want to hang out?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, sure, we can do that." And we got talking and like we had a lot of stuff in common and we got along really, really well. And then we started FaceTiming each other and I was laughing, he was laughing. We were just having a great time, like great conversation and all this other stuff. And it was all going really, really good. And he asked me, he's like, "Would you go on a date with me?" And I said, "Yeah, I mean, I think I would if you ever come back." And he just kind of laughed and he said, "Oh, yeah, I'll come back and we're gonna go on this date." I was like, "Okay, cool." Well, he comes back and we hang out. Everything's still going fantastic. Great conversation again, laughing, carrying on. And a couple of months go by and he starts talking about wanting to marry me. And I'm like, "Well, I mean, like, we barely know each other, but if that's something that you feel like you want to ask me, then, I'm okay with that." And then, I think another month or two go by, and he takes me shopping for rings. He's like, "You can pick out any ring you want to." And I do. I pick out a ring, and he holds on to it, and then we drive back down to his parents' house and we go out to eat and after we get done he proposes to me. And of course I'm like, "Oh my God, this is so like cute, so romantic." And I say yes. Boy, I wish I wouldn't have said yes. From that point on, I just felt like it was he started to get really disingenuous with me and like showing a lack of interest in like maintaining himself. And like I'm a very like helpful person, like always want to see the good in people, and I'm like trying to help him. I'm like, "Hey, you just seem like you're acting different. Is everything okay? Like, is there something I'm doing wrong?" And he's like, "Well, I think it's just this past deployment's really got me." Oh, sorry. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Like, do you want to talk about it? He said, no, I think I'm fine. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I leave it at that. And then he just starts acting like a little bit more crazy, and he starts taking stuff away that he gave other people. Like, he had these I guess mementums that were like I don't know exactly what they're called, but they're like huge gun shells that had been hollowed out. There's no powder in them, they're not active. And the battalion, I think, or platoon or whatever, their little emblem and stuff was like painted on there with the date and some other crap. And he had like a bunch of them, and he'd given them to his mom, his brother, and some other people. And he's just like talking about like getting this stuff back. And I'm like, but you gave it to him like out of just like kindness, right? Like, I thought that's what you made them for. And he's like, well, I want them back. And I'm like, I mean, I guess that's okay. Like, sure, take them back, whatever. And his mom calls and is like, where's all this stuff at that you gave us? And he's like, well, I took it back because I don't think you deserve it. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, where's this attitude coming from, you know? And he's just like, well, I don't think they deserve it because they don't know the true meaning behind it. I'm like, yeah, but I thought the point of you making these and giving them to them was because you wanted to share an experience with them, you know? Like, I feel like that doesn't make any sense, but he just got possessive over that, and I thought it was kind of weird, but then I was like, well, maybe I don't know, you know? I don't know. But he's just started acting so freaking weird about it. And that should have also been another red flag, but again, I swept it under the rug. I was like, maybe he's just having like an episode or something, like he'll calm down. Well, there was another instance, a couple of months went by. Another instance, he came, or he wanted to come home, and my grandmother at the time was dying of lung cancer. And he was like, well, you can just say that that's my grandmother too, and I get to come home and get to see you. And like, he orchestrated this whole ordeal, and somehow he got to come home and convinced his commander that my grandmother was his grandmother and that his grandmother, in quotations, was dying of lung cancer, and had me pick him up from the airport. And his mom, like, texts me, is like, hey, I would like to see my son. If you don't mind stopping by the hospital and letting me see him. I'm like, okay, that's no problem. She never told me the hospital that she was at. She just said the hospital. And I knew she was in Little Rock. So I'm like looking around, looking at all these hospitals. And I tried to call her, try to text her. I'm like, what hospital are you at? I have your kid. We're gonna stop by and see you. And she didn't respond for like well over 2 hours. And she finally hits us up because we're like, at this point, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning and we're about to go home because I had to work the next day. And she finally tells me what hospital she's at. And so we go over there and they visit for a while. And I'm just like, okay, like let's get home. And like a couple of weeks went by and she texts him. She's like, yeah, Kimberly wouldn't let you come see me. Like, she was trying to keep me from seeing you. Like, do you honestly think that she's like good for you? Because that sounds like she's like trying to keep you away from me. And he shows me these text messages. And he's like, is that true? And I'm like, you were with me the entire time that we were trying to like get a hold of your mom so you could see her because she asked me, and I showed him the text messages. I was like, she never told me what hospital she was at. I never deleted any of these messages. I kept all of them. And His mom had him convinced that I was trying to manipulate him and keep him away from her. And like, this went on for a while, and I finally just took the phone from him. I was like, I have all these text messages with proof that you never told me where you were at. And we stayed there for well over 2 hours trying to contact you. You didn't contact us. And we were about to head home, and you finally got back to me. And I made us turn around and go find the hospital you were at. I don't know how that would be perceived as me trying to keep your son from you, but I do not appreciate it. And she called me a bunch of names, and I was like, okay, whatever. Clearly, I'm in the right, and you're just a dumb, dumb bimbo. And, she's a, what's it called? An emergency room nurse. She's like a very experienced nurse, and she's like very high up nurse. Well, anyway, this goes on, and I'm just like, whatever. Like, we finally cleared the air, swept it under the rug, and was like, you know what? We both said some things we weren't supposed to say, even though, like, I knew I was not in the wrong. But I went ahead and apologized, which I really shouldn't have. And a couple of months goes by. Me and him decide that we're gonna move, and we get moved to Little Rock, and it's closer to my job. He's gonna be going to school somewhere, supposedly. And at this point, he's just not doing any housework. He's not helping me. Like, I was at work full time, and he wasn't doing anything to like help around the house. Well, his excuse was, I just got back from deployment. I just want to relax. And I'm like, you've been back for like 5 or 6 months now. And if you're feeling that bad, like, you should really seek some therapy, you know? But I'm like, there's nothing saying that you can't clean the house. Like, I get it. Like, it sucks. But at the same time, like, you're a grown man and I work all day. I can't work all day, keep up with the house if you're not willing to help me. And at first he was like, okay, he did some things here and there, but he would still just make like huge messes, not clean up after himself. And then he stopped like bathing as often, so he would stink so bad. And I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't have to tell you, like, you smell bad, like, go take a shower. And he would just wear dirty clothes all the time. And I'm like, dude, what happened? Like, you started out, you were doing like so good, and you were fine, and you know, you weren't acting this bad. Like, I really think you should go seek therapy. I finally convinced him to go seek therapy. Well, during this therapy, I don't know if that's kind of like what maybe triggered a worse reaction, but he, oh God, he was just like so rude, so mean. And we actually broke up at one point because I was like, I can't handle you. I can't handle your mom being a freaking psycho. Because she called me one day and was like, yeah, he had me by the throat up against the wall. Like, he slammed me into a wall so hard that it knocked a hole in the wall. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he said that his brother came up behind him and hit him in the back of the head with a candlestick holder and like knocked him out. And I was just like, oh my God, like, I'm with this guy. Like, you knew that this is how your son was, and you let me just move with him and like didn't tell me, you know, until now. And she's like, well, I doubt he would do it to you because he really, really loves you. I'm like, yeah, but your mom, and you're his mom, and I'm assuming that you also really loved him. But like, that whole conversation later was brought up, and she denied that she ever told me that. So it was like him and his mom were just like back and forth trying to like convince me that I was nuts. I felt like anyway. And then what was it? I actually went to therapy with him one time, and I told his therapist, I was like, he has been like not willing to do any of the housework. He's been getting very angry at like the smallest things, which is a symptom of PTSD. Not knocking people that have PTSD, but I've also studied it myself. And being a massage therapist, like you have to, we were taught how to read people and how to approach like different situations and about PTSD. Like I studied PTSD specifically because I really wanted to like go to like a veterans hospital and help veterans because I feel like massage is something that would definitely help. And I would massage him and he would feel great afterward, but then he would slip like right back into it. God, what was something? But yeah, between him and his mom, it just got crazy. And then I feel like the final straw for me, I ended up like saving up a bunch of money and I bought us a TV. I say I bought us a TV. I bought it with my money that I saved up. So the TV, I bought it. And I also bought myself an Xbox. And one of my coworkers, we became really good friends, and we would talk and we'd play a game together with him and his friends. And I ended up that this is how I ended up meeting my husband for the first time. We all stayed on this one game for like hours, and the coworker ended up getting off, and his friends ended up getting off except for one. And me and him stayed up talking for a long time. We got along really well. And I wasn't like flirting with him or anything. I wasn't actively looking for somebody else. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm here with my fiance, and like he's on his video games and I'm on my video games. Like I just watch him play video games most of the time. Like that's all he does. And I actually got my fiance to be in the room with me and watch me play this game. And he would listen to our conversations. And everything was like very like not, it was more like an acquaintance talking to an acquaintance. It wasn't anything like crazy or like flirtatious or anything. Because I wasn't about that. And let's see. So a couple of days went by, we were all playing like games, and then my fiance would start like just screaming and yelling, just profanities while I was on this game for no reason. And then he went to the bathroom, left the door open, and he's like, "Oh, I'm taking a shit and it stinks really bad." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm on this game and you can't have profanity in it or else you get kicked off this game." And I was like, "Can you not?" And he's like, "Well, I want you to get off." And I was like, "You play video games all the time. Like, I can't enjoy myself. I can't enjoy my day off." And he just started screaming more and more. And I'm like, "Okay, I guess I'm gonna get off here." So I get off. And then him and I sit down and we talk. I'm like, "Hey, what's going on? Like, what's driving you to do this?" And he looks me straight in the eye and it's just like, "Well, I gotta be honest, I've been doing some research and I think I might be a psychopath or a sociopath." And my eyes get really huge and I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, what makes you feel that way?" And he's like, "'Cause I just don't feel like any emotion really. Like, I know that I like you, but I feel like if I had to kill someone, I wouldn't feel bad about it." And at that point, I was just like, "I've got to get out of this house." And I tell my coworker this, and my coworker invites me to come stay at his house with him and his wife because they had the extra room. And I was like, "Well, yeah, because I can't do this. I can't do this." And I ended up telling my husband, We were still like friends at this point, acquaintances, and they're like, well, my friend, my coworker, is having this party at their house. Like, why don't you come? And then like maybe you can bring your fiance, and like maybe we can just like all sit him down and say, hey, like, well, we really don't like this, and we think that you need some help, because we wanted to get him help. And he said no. And then I ended up going over to this party by myself, and I met my husband. And I know it sounds weird. I met my husband. I go over to the coworker's house. His friend's there, which is now my husband. And I see him and I talk to him. Like, God damn, I've made such a huge mistake being with this other guy. And I didn't say that. I didn't say that. And I left that night, and like nothing happened between us. We said goodbye, and I was like, hey, it was very nice meeting you. You're really cool. And I really appreciate you like playing games with me. And he was like, oh, no problem, whatever. So we parted ways, and I get home, and he sends me this text message, and he's like, this is going to be really inappropriate, and I'm really, really sorry. But given the situation, he's like, if you happen to break up with your fiance, I would really like a chance at dating you. And I sent him a message back, and I was like, that is very inappropriate, because I am with my fiance and I'm not really looking for another relationship. Even though I wanted to tell him, like, hell yeah, like, take me right now. I still told him, I'm like, I'm in a relationship with somebody else, but like, I may have been mistaken at the point that he told me he was my fiance told me that he was a psychopath, because it might have been that night. When I got home, he was like so upset that I like wasn't returning his calls, which my phone was dead, so I couldn't return his calls anyway, even if I wanted to. He's like, you just ignored me. And I showed him, I was like, look, my phone has been dead. And there was no way I was gonna get any of your text messages or any of your calls. And I was like, there's just no way. And he was like so upset that I went to this party and stayed so late. And I was like, you were invited. You chose to stay here. I'm not going to let you make me feel bad about that. Because I asked you, it's like, is it okay if I go? And you said, yeah, I'll just stay here. So I went, and you're upset. And he's like, well, I'm upset because I've seen these messages that you've been sending this guy. And I was like, well, those messages contain nothing that would make you believe that I was actively cheating on you. It was just conversations, one, about a game. Two, we were talking about, what were we talking about? We were talking about some dumb commercials, I'm assuming. And then he said, hey, if you ever want to like talk or anything, here's my phone number. I was like, okay, cool. I might hit you up sometime about like playing some games or whatever, hanging out. I don't know. Like maybe get your girlfriend and I can have my fiance and we can go on a double date. And he didn't have a girlfriend. So I was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. But he was still down, to hang out with me and my fiance. And then maybe he could get a girlfriend or whatever, or get a girl and like come hang out. But my fiance at the time took that the wrong way. And he just started accusing me of cheating on him, and I was like, I'm not cheating on you. Would not cheat on you. I don't care to cheat on you. Like, that's not me. Not me wanting to be in a relationship with somebody else when I'm already in a relationship with somebody. I feel like I didn't have to explain that. But I did. I don't know. So anyway, I think that might have been the night that I come home and he said, "Well, hey, I think I might be a psychopath or a sociopath." And then, like, I broke up with him the next day, and I said, I don't feel comfortable being in a relationship with you anymore. I don't think it's appropriate for us to be with each other." And, you know, he cried, and he said, "Well, I understand." And I said, "Thank you for understanding." And, like, he helped me pack up my stuff. And, of course, the thing that I pack up first is, like, the TV in the Xbox, and he's like, "Well, what am I gonna do?" I was like, "You have a computer and you have two cats. Like, play with your computer and your cats, like you've been doing." And he said, "But I won't have a TV to watch." And I was like, "Well, I bought this TV with my money, and it's not yours." And he was just convinced that it was. But I still got that fucking TV. Because I bought it. I had the receipt for it. I'm like, "Oh, look here, bud." And I also was making payments on the Xbox at the time. So, got all my stuff packed, got out of the house. My friend came and helped me, I think, I want to say. And no, they didn't. No, they didn't. I got all that stuff by myself. But I know my husband had asked, he's like, "If you need help, like, I'll come help you. Like, I'll get my dad's SUV and I can help load up your stuff." And I was like, "No, I don't think it's a good idea because I don't know how he's going to react to other people being around. You know, like, I know he wouldn't hurt me, at least I don't think he would." But, like, that night, like, oh my God, my dad called me and was like, "Hey, I just got this call from your fiance and he's like coming down to like talk to me." And I said, "Dad, do not let this man on your property." And I was like, he verbatim told me, he's like, "I think I may be a sociopath or a psychopath." And my dad was like, "Whoa, like, what are you doing now?" I'm like, "I've already got out of the house." And he's like, "Well, I'll have a gun on me and I'll just leave it in God's hands," which I'm like, "Oh my God, Dad, like, please just like don't leave it in God's hands. Like, you tell that man to leave." And then my mom, he contacted my mom, of course. And my mom was like, "Oh my God." Like, she was in a panic. Like, she was ready to come find me. I was like, "Mom, I've already gotten out of the house. Like, I've already got all my stuff. Or like most of my stuff." And she's like, "Well, he just called me and like apologizing for like his behavior, and he sounded really weird. And then he said you were meeting some guy." And I was like, "Huh, meeting some guy? Who?" Not meeting some guy. I'm like, I literally just broke up with him and moved out. And she's like, "Well, he sounded like pretty upset." And I was like, "Well, yeah, we just broke up." And he's like calling all my family and like just harassing them basically. And I called him. I was like, "You need to stop like calling my family because you're freaking them out. You're freaking me out. Like, I'm about to file a police report." And he's just like, "Well, like, accusing me of cheating on him, one." And he's like, "You're just such a lying and manipulative asshole." And I'm like, "I'm not. I never lied to you, one. And I never manipulated you, two." And I was like, "Three, after you tell somebody that you think that you may be a sociopath or psychopath, what would you do? Would you stay with them or would you break up? Because I'm like not going to stay with you." And he was just like on and on and on. And then his mom, keep in mind, his mom, who is the nurse and works at this hospital in the emergency department, on Facebook said, "You do not deserve the air that you are breathing." And I took a screenshot of it. And part of me wanted to send it to whoever her superior was, send it to her head nurse, and send it to the hospital. I'm like, "This is the kind of nurse that you've hired. She just told me that I didn't deserve to be there. So if I was ever in an emergency situation and she was over me, she'd probably let me die." And I'm pretty sure that would have got her fired. But I didn't do that. And then the rest of his family was like just commenting on my Facebook saying like, "Oh, you cheated on him. Like, that's so horrible. Like, you got engaged to another man, and while you were engaged with your fiance." And I deleted all those comments. I didn't respond because it wouldn't have mattered if I did respond, because none of it was true. They were just wanting to say what they wanted to say, and that's okay. But yeah, that was a hot fucking mess. Don't recommend that. Don't date a sociopath. And I very seriously doubt he had PTSD. Like, I'm pretty sure something else was already wrong before he went on deployment. I think the deployment is just what tipped him over the edge, you know? Like, I think that's kind of what nailed or hammered the nail in the coffin, so to speak. I feel like I still said the wrong, but that was an experience. And I just want to say, like, don't steer clear of people that have been in the military, but also, like, go to their therapy with them if they are in therapy, and listen to the response and pay attention to how they act at home, because if the two aren't adding up, then you probably need to get out of there. And that may not always be the case, you know. Some people don't open up during therapy. But in like hindsight, 2020, is I should have took all those red flags and just like avoided him at all cost, but I didn't, because I was like, well, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe it's just like him not being in person. Maybe it's just not coming off correctly. And then, like, I've never been on a deployment, so I don't know how that affects you. But just from being around his parents for the short time that I was, like, we were together a year. But don't steer clear from people that are in the military. But like I said, just pay attention to red flags. If they're giving you red flags, don't do it. Like, common sense. Don't do it. I did not use my common sense. That was also something that was like extremely difficult to go through. Because that was a very manipulative relationship, like, toward me. Like, it was very mentally exhausting, mentally manipulative, and I didn't realize how bad it was until I got away from it, and a lot of the blame was like put on me, even though like I was the one like trying to make it better. I was like trying to, like, I recommended therapy to him, and I said, I really think that this would help you, and I never made a decision without his consent. Like, we rented a house together. And I was like, do you think we can do this? Like, here's how much money I make. Here's how much money you make. We could totally afford this. And then he agreed. Yeah, several times he agreed. And then he would hit me back with, like, well, you made us come here and now all my money is gone. And I was like, one, you agreed to get a job and help make payments, and you've refused to get a job and refused to keep a job. And you've always been like, you got fired, dude. Like, you got fired twice. Two different companies. And you did not want to put in an effort. I can't be the sole income because I do not make enough. And he was just like putting the blame on me. Like, well, we wouldn't be in this situation if you hadn't have suggested us move here. And I was like, but you agreed to it. You had every opportunity to say no. Even before I signed the papers, like, I asked you, like, are you sure? And you said, yeah, go ahead and sign it. I had you on video call, and you said, yeah. And I was like, don't twist this on me. But, yeah, don't date a psycho. Don't date somebody who's manipulative. Don't date a narcissistic person with a god complex. Because he really and truly thought he was better than everyone else because he served in the military. And that was always the first thing out of his mouth whenever something didn't go his way or somebody was like kind of slightly off-putting toward him. He was like, "I fucking serve my country, you deserve, or I deserve your respect." And I was like, "You're not being very respectful, so no, you don't deserve the respect because you're being a fucking jerk." And he didn't like that. He didn't like that I would put him in his place when he was wrong. And like my mom told me not to do that, and I was like, I don't fucking care. Like he needs to know, like you're not gonna treat people that way, especially when you're with me, because that is so embarrassing. Anyway, I'm gonna shut up. Just like I said, don't date a narcissistic person. Don't date somebody with a God complex, and pay attention to the red flags. Yeah, and be safe. Like, for the love of God, if somebody's like beating you, he never beat me, but if somebody's like beating on you, call somebody. Like, make signals to somebody, or just like walk up to a random stranger and be like, "Oh my God, I haven't seen you in forever," and like go to hug them and quickly whisper in their ear, "Please pretend to know me and call 911," or like something like that. I don't know. If you ever see me in public, which I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of me, but like, God, come to me and like just like hug me and be like, "I haven't seen you forever." And then if you whisper in my ear, like, "Hey, I need your help," you best believe that I'm gonna be helping you, okay? Like, I don't care. I'm like, "Oh yeah, come with me. Like, let's go to the bathroom." And if your man tries to follow you into the women's bathroom, I'm gonna be hooping and hollering, be like, "What the fuck are you doing in the bathroom? Like, get out of here." Like, there's people out there that are willing to help you, even if you are terrified of being helped. Like, pff, I'll do it. Shoot. I don't care. I don't care. Somebody thinks they're better than you and they're putting you in a horrible situation, like, just get somebody. Somebody. I know it's hard because it was hard for me to like realize that I needed to be out of that situation. Just because I'd been manipulated so much. But I swear to God, I'm gonna shut up. Anyway, stay safe. I love you, and reflect on that. Like, make great choices. Pay attention to red flags. Avoid them. And that's all. And peace out. And if you do have PTSD, I hope it gets better for you. Like, please seek therapy if it is so bad for you. And if that guy happens to be listening, like my ex-fiance, dude, I hope you're doing better. Like, I hope you aren't actually a psychopath or sociopath. Like, I hope you continued therapy. I hope you went to college and graduated and, like, fucking killed it, I don't wish you ill will, or your mom, or your parents, or anybody for that matter. Like, I hope they're all doing great. And sorry that your brain is wired that way. That was kind of a bad explanation, but you know what? Like, I still wish you the best. I'm not mad at you. But anyway, bye.